Well, hello, radio friends, and once again, this is Minor Hawk introducing you to another Christ-honoring gospel program, and it's called The Voice of the Gospel. And friend, I trust that if you're listening in today, that you will give heed to the Word of God. You know, one of these days, the day of God's grace is going to come to a close, and if you're not saved when He comes, when the Lord Jesus Christ comes to the air to claim from the world His own, then, my friend, you'll be lost for all eternity. So please listen to what God has to say in the Bible today. Let us ask God's blessing on the program. Father and God, we bow in Thy presence to thank Thee again for Thy Son, to pray Thy blessing upon Thy Word about to be read and spoken from here today. Honor Thy Son, honor Thy Word, for we ask it in His name. Amen. Now friends, today I would like to direct your attention to a verse of Scripture as we find it in Proverbs chapter 27 and verse 1. Proverbs chapter 27 and verse 1. Boast not thyself of tomorrow, for thou knowest not what a day may bring forth. And God will bless to us the public reading of His Word. Now friends, today in the short time we have together, I'd like to bring before you how that God answers some of the questions you might have in your mind. Maybe there's someone listening in today and you're saying, well, I've heard the gospel, I know I should be saved, but I'm young yet, and I'm likely to live for a long time. Why should I think of eternal things now? Well, friend, God answers your question with these words. Boast not thyself of tomorrow, for thou knowest not what a day may bring forth. Again, we read of another question back there in the book of James, chapter 4 and verse 14. What is your life? It is even a vapor that appeareth for a little time, and then vanisheth away. Friend, you have no guarantee that you'll ever live for another day. This might be the date that's going to be on your tombstone as the date of your death. I don't know whether you realize it or not, but I understand that there are at least 90 people that die every minute, 5,400 every hour, 130,000 every day. And if statistics hold up, there'll be at least 43 million people this year that will pass out of time into eternity. And friend, it's only the grace of God that you're not counted amongst those solemn statistics. Now then, you might have another question. If I do die, will that not be the end of me? What happens after that? Well, friend, the Lord Jesus Christ makes it quite clear. Over in Luke chapter 16, He tells us about the two men that died. We read that the rich man died and was buried, and in hell he lift up his eyes, being in torment. Yes, the poor man, not because he was poor, but because he was trusting Christ as his Savior, he went to the place where there was bliss and happiness and comfort. Ah, but not so with the rich man. He died and was buried. And what happened to him? And in hell, he lifted up his eyes, being in torment. Friend, if you die unsaved, you'll remember me telling you that that's exactly where you would be, in hell, and ultimately the lake of fire. Friend, listen, if death was the end of it all, I'd be living in sin up to the hilt. I would say, eat, drink, and be merry. Ah, but no, my friend, the Word of God makes it quite clear, after death, the judgment. Now, you might ask a question, but don't we have to wait until the judgment day to see who goes to hell? No, my friend, thank God we can have the assurance of His salvation while here upon the scenes of time. We're told in John 3 and verse 18, He that believeth not is condemned already, because he hath not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God. But in verse 36 we're told, He that believeth on the Son hath, present tense, everlasting life. He that believeth not the Son shall not see life, but the wrath of God abideth on him. There are many other scriptures we could give you, my friend, that make it quite clear that you can know with the full assurance of a God who cannot lie that if you accept His Son as your Savior and Lord today, you'll be as sure of heaven as though you were already walking the street of gold. You don't have to wait to judgment day to see who goes to hell. It'll be too late then. Now someone might ask the question, well, I've lived a pretty good life. Does that mean that I'm condemned too? Well, here again, my friend, I must refer you to the Word of God. In Romans chapter 3, beginning at verse 10, we have the 14 indictments given by God against all mankind, you and I and everyone else. As it is written, there's none righteous, no, not one. There's none that understandeth. There's none that seeketh after God. They are all gone out of the way. They are together become unprofitable. There is none that doeth good. No, not one. Their throat is an open sepulcher. With their tongues they have used deceit. The poison of asps or snakes is under their lips, whose mouth is full of cursing and bitterness. Their feet are swift to shed blood. Destruction and misery are in their way, and the way of peace have they not known. There is no fear of God before their eyes. Then he gives the grand summation, the bottom line, at the end of verse 22 and verse 23. For there is no difference, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. So that's it, my friend. There's the 14 indictments given by God against all of us. All have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Now, someone might ask the question, well, if God is a merciful God, won't he pass over my sins? Won't he ignore them? Friend, listen. Back in the book of Exodus, chapter 34, we read that the Lord God will by no means clear the guilty. We're told in Romans 6 and 23 that the wages of sin is death. But thank God, the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. No, the word of God is quite clear. In Hebrews 9 and 27, it is appointed unto men once to die, but after this, the judgment. Now, perhaps there's someone listening in and you're saying, well, I say my prayers, and I've given to the work of God. Won't that count in my favor? Listen, my friend. In the Sermon on the Mount, here's what the Lord Jesus Christ says in Matthew chapter 7, verses 21 through 23. Not everyone that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven, but he that doeth the will of my Father which is in heaven. For many shall say unto me in that day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in thy name? Have we not cast out demons in thy name? Have we not done many wonderful miracles in thy name? And then the Lord says, and I will profess unto them, depart from me, I never knew you. Friend, listen, you may not realize it, but if you're unsaved and you're praying, your prayers don't go any higher than your head. No, my friend, the only prayer that God wants to hear from you is from your heart as well as your mouth, acknowledging that you're the sinner. Cry out like the publican over there in Luke chapter 18. He tells us there in verse 13, and this is the Lord Jesus Christ telling us about it. He says, the publican, the grossest of sinners, says, God be merciful to me, the sinner. And in the next verse, verse 14, the Lord Jesus Christ says, I tell you, this man went down to his house justified rather than the other. For he that exalteth himself shall be abased, and he that humbleth himself shall be exalted. Now maybe someone has the question, well, why should God judge me the same as the grossly immoral, the drunkard, or the criminal? Simply because it's all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. I'm no better than you, my friend. Neither are you any better than me. We're all the same. We've all been born in sin and shapen in iniquity. In Isaiah 53 and verse 6 we read concerning the fact that all we like sheep have gone astray. We've turned everyone to our own way, and the Lord hath laid upon him, meaning Jesus Christ, the iniquity of us all. And even in James chapter 2 and verse 10 we read, whosoever shall keep the whole law and yet offend in one point, he is guilty of all. Solemn thought. Solemn thought. Now, someone might have the question, well, if that's the case, I've got to plead guilty. I've got to acknowledge that I've sinned. But tell me, sir, what must I do to be saved? Well, friend, I'll give you the same answer that the Bible gives, the same answer that Paul and Silas gave to the Philippian jailer over in Acts chapter 16. He said, sirs, what must I do to be saved? Here's the answer given in verse 31. Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved. That's it. You've got to believe with all your heart, not only your head, but you've got to believe that Jesus Christ, who died on the cross, was none other than the sinless, holy, spotless Lamb of God, the Lord Jesus Christ, the Son of God. And he was dying for you. That's what salvation's all about. You know, the gospel, it's good news. That's what the word means. It means good news or glad tidings. But my friend, it's only good news when you realize the bad news. The bad news is the fact that you're lost, you're perishing, you're going down to hell. The good news, or the gospel, is the fact that you don't have to go there. The Lord Jesus Christ is your substitute. He's your sacrifice. He was the one who shed his precious blood on Calvary's cross so that you and I could go free. That's how we're saved, through faith in Jesus Christ alone. And it's all because of God's great heart of love. That most memorable of all verses, John 3 and verse 16. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Yes, you've got to believe that God, in love for your soul, sent his Son Jesus Christ all the way to Calvary's cross. Christ also hath once suffered for sins, the just for the unjust, that he might bring us back to a new and proper relationship with our Creator God. Now, someone might say, well, don't I have to do something to gain salvation? Friend, listen. The Word of God makes it clear in Ephesians 2, 8, and 9, for by grace are ye saved through faith, and that not of yourself, it is a gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. Isn't that clear? Titus 3 and 5, not by works of righteousness which we have done, but according to God's mercy, he saved us. Again in Galatians 2 and verse 16, a man is not justified by the works of the law, but by the faith of Jesus Christ. Again in Galatians 3 and verse 26, for ye are all the children of God through faith in Jesus Christ. That's it, my friend. You say, well, it sounds too simple. Friend, listen. Listen. Don't stumble over the simplicity of God's salvation. There's nothing you and I can do to merit or inherit God's salvation. It's all been done by the Lord Jesus Christ. And all we have to do is to believe that with all of our heart. Yes, Jesus Christ said we have to be born again. And we're born again by the Word of God, according to 1 Peter 1 and verse 23. In other words, we believe the Word of God that says we're sinners. We believe the same Word of God that says we can't do a thing to save our own soul. And if we could, then why did Jesus die? Then we believe that when Jesus Christ died on the cross, he was dying for us. The very moment we believe that, the Word of God says, you're saved. You're born again into the family of God. And friend, you can be saved right where you're at today by simply acknowledging that you're the sinner for whom Christ has died, and believe on the Lord Jesus Christ as your own and personal Savior. And friend, if you do, according to God who cannot lie, you'll be saved for time. And thank God, you'll be saved for all eternity. And remember, my friend, this is for eternity. Yes, this is for eternity. Let us pray. Father in God, we claim thy promise that thy word shall not return void. Even now, may there be some out in radio land accepting Christ as Savior and Lord, for we ask it in his name. Amen. Now, friends, this concludes another Voice of the Gospel broadcast. If I can be of any further help in pointing you to the Lord Jesus Christ, I'll be only too happy to do so. Address all letters of correspondence to the Voice of the Gospel, P.O. Box 6, McKeesport, PA, 15134. And now to our next broadcast, Lord willing. This is your Voice of the Gospel speaker, Minor Hawk, wishing you and yours God's very richest blessing, which is salvation through faith in the precious blood of Jesus Christ. Good day.